Warning. The following show contains explicit language.
Show intro!
Are you ready?
There will be zero contact with the outside world.
Do what?
If God hasn't stopped you, the government will.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Oh yeah, this is the Radio X Show, Radio X, John and Winters, Wednesday night, July 11, 2012, tonight in the show, let's party! Yeah! If you want to be a part of the program tonight, you can do so. All you have to do is pick up a telephony and give us a call.
That's right, friends, give us a call right here on the radio, so yeah.
And we'll go ahead and have a little bit of fun with you when we do that. Actually, let me see here. Hold on. It's been a couple of weeks. I forget how do we do this here. All right. If you want to be a part of tonight's show, you could tweet us. If you have Twitter, follow us there. Our Twitter thing there is at Radio X Show. If you have Facebook, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio X Show, and then leave us some banter there. If you got a phone, you can text us. Our number is 516-690-7469. That's 516-690-SHOW. And if you want to chat with us live, you can call us on Skype. Our screen name is... can we get a drum roll for this, please? Because I know this one's a doozy here. I'm going to shock you with this one. Our screen name? Radio X Show. I know, it's tough. I'm surprised. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little music break thing. Then we're gonna come back with some more stuff. Whitney's on her way here. It's the Radio X Show. Yeah! Come on, sing it! Oh my god. Another part of the song. Nobody knows what the hell they're saying. Gotta like my ex. Oh, don't want to go there, do we? Oh! Yeah. Doing a little bit of Love Shack there, everything, with the B-52s. Now we're gonna blink 182 times. It's the Radio X Show. This is the Radio X Show. I know you're surprised. You're like, why is John speaking a lot? And then playing a lot of music. Why? Because this is what we're doing right now. Radio X! And as we keep things going for now, the show must go on. Or something. Could you imagine what I would have to do if I had to write all these songs down? It's the beauty of digital radio. It's the Radio X Show. Here's a nice soft ballad from the Deftones. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Are you following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/RadioXShow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/RadioXShow today.
This week at Boredom's Books, children's books are on sale. Choose from You're Different, and That's Bad.
The Boy That Died from Eating All His Vegetables.
Dad's New Wife, Robert.
Fun four-letter words to know and share.
Hammers, Screwdrivers, and Scissors. The I Can Do It book.
A Children's Guide to Hitchhiking.
Kathy was so bad, her mom stopped loving her.
Curious George and the High Voltage Fence.
All Cats Go to Hell.
The Little Sissy Who Snitched.
Some Kittens Can Fly.
That's it. I'm putting you up for adoption.
Grandpa Gets a Casket.
The Magic World Inside the Abandoned Refrigerator.
Strangers Have the Best Candy.
You Were an Accident.
Things Rich Kids Have, But You Never Will.
Your Nightmares Are Real.
Eggs, Toilet Paper, and Your School.
Daddy Drinks Because You Cry.
On sale this week at Boredom's Books.
Radio X. It's too much, not enough. What you need, I don't get. I don't know why. You never say, you never do. Is this my luck again? Silent.
Things you need for great radio: milk, goat cheese, and wheat. Oh, wait.
And with this, that's my grocery list. Which second best won't do.
I think if we add a putta, add a putta, add a putta. I think if you put a great co-host on there, I think the show will be number four.
What?
Or something.
I heard. If you had the chance to ask the world to dance, would you? No.
No?
Okay. No.
I mean, let's face it, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess when he did this...
I frankly don't want to interact with that many people.
He figured it's about 6 ever. Billion people when he wrote this. 6 billion. You figure half of them. Or yeah. In his case. Well, yeah, alright. So let's say about a little bit more than half. 3 billion. Take away the minors and the old people. So you probably have about 1.7 billion people left. That's still a lot of people to dance with.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
here he goes. He's whining again. That's a really great way to get people to want to hang out with you. Talk about your sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Investigators blame stupidity for an area death. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Police investigators in Wheatley, Arizona, have concluded that the primary cause in the death of an area motorist was pure unmitigated stupidity. Forensic investigator Evan Lawrence confirmed the findings.
The motorist was drinking a bottle of Everclear grain alcohol with one hand and operating a nose hair clipper with the other at the time of the accident. The motorist in this case was a real idiot.
Police are withholding the dead moron's name pending notification of his stupid family. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Yes, I'm here to listen to the Depeche Mode and be in the tent and touch and feel.
John and Winters, it's the Radio X Show.
Yay! Radio X. I had a carrot in my mouth. I'm sorry.
This is the Radio X Show. I am John, and a lovely voice you hear is still mine. But the other one is, that's Whitney. John and Witters on the Radio X Show. Live from New York and on the other side of Pittsburgh. Would you say in the safe side of Pittsburgh right now?
No. Not so bad part of Pittsburgh.
You're in the kind of safe part of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
What would you say is the safest part of Pittsburgh right now?
Outside
of the Pittsburgh dugout.
I don't know. I would have to say probably Oakland and Shadyside are the nicer. Mount Lebanon, probably.
Okay, explain where those areas are.
That's the nicest place. Mount Lebanon is like the nicest place in Pittsburgh. It's like nice. It's the nice neighborhood. And then Oakland and Shadyside is where the colleges are, so they're nicer because there's more police there.
Nope.
And it's more young kids. It's not people who... Well, I'm not going to say it's not people who cause trouble, but... compared to the people who live in most of the other sections of Pittsburgh.
Like across the street from Whitney?
Yeah.
And upstairs...
Yeah.
Next door. All right. If you want to be a part of the show, you can tweet us. Follow us on Twitter. You can leave us comments on our Facebook by liking us on Facebook. And you can even Skype us right now live. All with the screen name of Radio X Show. And if you've got a telephone, you want to text us for some reason. You can text us, too.
Some reason you're weird and you want to text us.
516-690-7469. 516-690-SHOW. Tonight in the program, it's called Let's Party. Why? Because that's what the stupid thing says. Apparently, there is
you're going to party?
Kind of. And as soon as I can figure out how to use the computer here, I will load it up for you. Whoop, that's the wrong screen. That's the wrong one. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Someone has good news to share tonight. Who is it? And no, it's not that Lindsay's never coming back, because that's only good news for me. And it'd only be good if it was true. You know, sometimes I say things out loud. I don't know if I should.
Really, you think?
So we'll talk about who has this wonderful news to share.
Yay.
Later on in the program.
There was no opening monologue, although there was a musical monologue today. Playing a whole bunch of music to start on my radio program. If I can figure out how to use the thing, I can tell you what songs we played. Do it like a radio guy would. Yeah.
Really?
Going back to the hits. Oh, yeah. Let's see here. We started off with the B-52s, then we did some Blink-182 love song from Deftones. Alright. Drowning Pool, Billy Idol, and I think that's it. Check that out. I am a radio pronunciator.
Really?
At one time I was. Alright, so... if we're looking at our handy-dandy schedules, and if you're scoring at home, you know what? My mouse doesn't.
Completely buffered out. That was fun.
Alright, let's try this again. Because apparently it looked like it buffered out here, too. Because I couldn't use my mouse. If you're scoring at home, then you know what time it is.
What if I don't know what time it is?
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Here, let me help you out. It's time for the news.
I can't believe the news today.
Ripped from the front pages of newspapers across the globe. It's time for today's news headline of the moment.
There we go. Now you know what time it is. And, with a brand new leather microphone.
Also tonight, Plymouth Russian Horn breaking news.
Here's Whitney.
Yay.
You're so excited to do this. You know, I honestly, I don't know how you do this. So much energy right now to run this program. You know, I'm proud of you. You hide it well.
A central Nebraska man landed in jail for writing a bomb threat on the back of a restaurant job application. Police in Dornhof of Hartwell, Nebraska, at gunpoint. Wait. Time out. Rewind.
Alright.
Let's try that one again. Police arrested Dornhof of Hartwell, Nebraska, at gunpoint and searched his truck, but didn't find any bomb. Court documents say Dornhof told police he uses methamphetamines and went to the restaurant hoping to find a way to fulfill his sexual fantasies. A public defender who was appointed to represent Dornhof didn't immediately respond to a message on Wednesday. Dornhof has posted $10,000 bond and is due back in court on August 13th.
You fucking income fucking poop!
Oi.
What was it? I just want to know did they mention what the restaurant was?
No, it doesn't.
I wish it was like Taco Bell. By the way, speaking of Taco Bell, stay quesadilla inside the ruffling sound you hear right now. If you want it, come get it. I will let you have it if you're here now.
I'm not coming all the way to New York to get a taco. I could go two blocks down the street and get a taco.
But it's free.
But I would pay less going down the street and getting one from iTaco Bell than I would in gas to get to New York.
Semantics. Next!
Phoenix police were called to a pizza restaurant Tuesday night after witnesses say they saw 36-year-old Valerie Marie Topete pour beer from a pitcher into her son's cup and then the child drank some from it. Awesome. Phoenix police say Topete admitted pouring the beer in the cup because the child kept reaching for the beer pitcher.
That's the really contents way of the cup
and determined the liquid was consistent with beer. The child was taken to a hospital for precautionary reasons and was later released to the care of his father. Tabit is being held on suspicion of child abuse. Police didn't know she has a lawyer.
Consistent of beer?
I don't know.
I didn't realize that, you know...
Maybe it could have been inconsistent with beer.
Maybe it was a beer-like substance. almost beer. Like O'Doul's. O'Doul's would be like beer. Not really, but... Oh, well, I tried.
Huh.
I'll tell you right now, I wish I had a beer.
I had something.
Huh?
But at this point, if I drink any alcohol, it's going to put me to sleep.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Why not? I'm so tired.
Hello?
I didn't go to sleep until 5 o'clock this morning.
And whose fault was that?
Not mine. I couldn't sleep.
What were you doing?
Laying in my bed staring at my ceiling for 2.5 hours.
Why?
Because I couldn't sleep.
Why don't you think of, like, fun? You know what you should do? You should just listen to the show. You have an alcohol in 10 minutes. Ready, true story. I cannot listen to any of my shows. Like, I had, when I was doing pro radio and stuff, everyone always goes ahead and they listen to their air checks. And I find the same kind of thing happens in wrestling, where the guys, they will watch the matches that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would go ahead and I would listen to my shows. I would go ahead, I'd put the tape on, and then within 30 seconds, done. That was me. It's over. Can't listen to myself. I don't know how anyone else can. Shh. What else be happening out there?
A man enters a Clearwater strip club. He leaves 3 hours later thinking he's spent $600.
Wow, that's about $200 an hour.
A few days later, he checks his credit card account and learns that he was charged $50,000.
What?
There is no punchline or joke. That's what Lokesh Simon James said happened to him after a night spent at Bliss Cabaret, 3860 Almerton Road. James, 32, had filed a lawsuit in Pinellas County Circuit Court against the Gentleman's Club and former Bliss Cabaret bartender Doug Berube. His suit demands that he be repaid the money he says was he was overcharged, plus interest, attorney fees, and court costs. There's no way to spend that kind of money, says James's attorney David Sokol of St. Petersburg. How many dances would it take before you run up $50,000 at $20 a dance?
Well, since you've asked... Let's see here. 50,000 at $20. That's 2,500 lap dances.
In 3 hours.
That's about 833 lap dances an hour. Which is about 13 to 14 lap dances a minute. You know, give or take. Oh, and that's the snooze headline. We'll be back with, I don't know. Dogs playing poker. Oh, that would be cool. Can we do that on radio? Does that make sense? How does that translate?
What? Dogs playing poker?
Yeah.
show.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number five, Story of the Week.
No.
Oh, yes. Wait, what did you know, Fo?
I don't know.
Number five, Story of the Week.
No.
Just think. We start at five, we go all the way up to number one. You know what happens after number one?
I get to go to bed.
Nap time! But we've got to go and count them down. No, not now.
Why not?
No. We got a show to do.
Why not? No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. No sigh.
No nap time, no siesta festival.
Siesta festival.
It's at work today. Actually this weekend they started it. Used to be at the job. The job. We used to go ahead and have a lunch and then we get a break or break and a lunch depending on what time of the day you started and how you were you're scheduled and all that crap. So, this week they got rid of the break, but they added it to our lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one big long thing. It used to be a half hour for our lunch. Now it's 45 minutes, but we get paid, you know, we're being taken care of.
Okay.
So, this week we've been, me and my, friend, Clady, we'd go. We grab some grub and we chill. And we're like enjoying it because there's extra time. We're not rushing. We're actually eating like human beings. We're actually eating at the store we're buying the food at. As opposed to getting it, jumping in a car, running, me driving, her shoveling food down her throat while we get into the, you know, parking lot and then finish up in the car and, you know, hustle back in. No, we're eating like civilized adults. And, I swear to God, there was a point to this. Oh, yes. She's like, oh, we don't have enough time. We don't have enough time. What? She goes, I need a nap. And I thought about slapping you. Well, I thought about slapping her, but I did think about slapping you at one point because of that. So all I could think of
Why?
Was saying, nap time!
I can take a nap in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you could do it after the show.
I would rather not
do it after
the show.
That'll probably be what happens. You go, oh, thank you, yay, show's over, boom. Oh, crap, my wall. And then you'd be staring at that all night. Did I just jinx you?
Pretty much. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Not a problem. This is what friends are for. And who loves you more than me? I know, it's a long list, but still. All right, the number five story of the week. Siesta free. Maybe. Maybe not. One Russian robber recently discovered. Burglary and booze just don't mix. An unidentified man from Tajikistan. Tajikistan. Yay! All right. Authorities say that alleged thief there from Tajikistan was in the middle of robbing a house near Moscow. He saw a bottle of vodka. Couldn't sing yet. So he had a couple of drinks, couple of shots, next thing you know, I mean, let's face it, he had a few drinks, and that was the end of him.
Sucks for him.
Yep. Back, actual audio right there. It was a bad decision because he was out cold. A rude awakening for the robber.
because he was still sneezing when the homeowners came home. He could spend up to 10 years in jail, enough time to catch him sleep. Last month, two drunk thieves thwarted in their attempts to steal a 70-pound hunk of frozen meat from a kebab store in Scotland. Meat fell on one of the guy's toes. Yeah, alcohol, not good for you. In April, three drunk guys in Australia attempted to reenact a hangover, broke into SeaWorld, and stole a penguin. They sobered up, they freaked out. They're like, what? Because, you know, they had a penguin. So they set him free.
Uh-oh.
In an area where penguins are known to have not so friendly buddies in sharks. Yes. He was, you know, successfully rescued, though. Shark free. And that is your number five story of the week. We'll be back coming up in just a little bit. We've got today and yesterday trivia. And more stuff, too. The, what the hell is the name of this show?
Let me
party!
I don't want to.
We'll talk about that. Who's got the big news?
show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website.
Radio X! Hello, Domination Pizza.
Yes, I'd like a small cheese, tomato, and beef pizza, please, if that wouldn't be too much trouble.
Bull! You're going to have a medium thin crust with jalapenos, and that's it! Nothing to drink, no napkins, and we'll deliver it when we're good and ready.
Well, I guess that'll be okay.
What? That's yes, mistress, that's all. No guessing, no pretending like you're anything but my scumdog floor mop. On your knees and keep your head down.
Domination Pizza, it's ready when we're ready. Get it and like it.
Now call!
Hey, 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 scientists recently discovered radio waves from a distant corner of the galaxy. Let's listen in. Well, that proves it. There's no intelligent life out there after all. Radio X. With Second Best, won't do.
Have you ever hired someone to read a story out loud while you take a shower? Well, it's awkward for everyone. Audible.com has a better way, and their audiobooks don't stare. To try your free audiobook today, visit audible.com/theonion.
A cocky attempt to operate an ATM in Spanish backfires. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A routine stop at an automated teller machine went wrong last night when Scott Tifton failed to withdraw cash after overconfidently pressing the Spanish language option button. Hoping the risky foreign language cash withdrawal would amuse or impress his girlfriend, Tifton admitted that he only succeeded in opening the deposit slot.
Figured how hard could it be? I took Spanish in high school and I used the ATM like every other day, so I thought I could do it from memory. Turns out I was wrong.
Tifton placed the blame for his ATM mishap squarely on the culture, history, and language of the subhuman Spanish people. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
The show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
John Winters.
Have we ever played that before?
We've been playing, yeah, every week.
I've never noticed that before. That is hilarious.
Radio X.
We should make some more, like, the show that's always on your side, but again, so is a tumor. Because that's kind of what we are.
It's not a tumor.
We're a tumor on the internet. We are a tumor in the armpit of the interweb.
We're the pimple on the backside of the interwebs.
Oh! I like tumor better.
But you don't like that last second.
Ew.
John Witter's Radio X. The internet tumor. Yeah, let's try to figure out how to work that into a sentence. Tonight on the show, it's Let's Party, and one of us has something to discuss. We'll have a great time doing that, too, later on in the show. But before we do anything else, do you want to invite you to partake in the festivities? You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. You can chat with us on Skype. Our screen name all over the world is Radio X Show. And if we have to spell that...
We don't want to talk to you.
We don't want to talk to you. You can text us, too, if that'll help. Our 516-690-7469 Radio X text hotline is ready for you. 516-690
Sounds dirty.
Show. Oh, yeah, baby.
No.
You're a berber.
Really, no.
Come on, baby. Text us now.
Okay, please stop.
All right.
I can't see the schedule. I don't know what we're doing.
Can you pull? Can you like open it, maybe?
It is open.
Really?
Yes.
So why can't you see it?
Because I'm not sitting at my computer.
Oh, you're an idiot. Are you on the floor again?
No.
Where are you on the bed?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Hey, my headset reaches to my bed.
So? Is this a new headset?
No.
Same. So you fixed it?
It's still kind of wonky. It's just the earphones that are messed up.
All right. I just wanna make an announcement. Actually, I hope this is okay for us to do, as I can figure out how to do this. It's been 2 weeks. I'm learning, relearning what we do here.
In 2 weeks, you forgot what we do here?
Pretty much. Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, all over the world, anyone listening to the show right now, you are listening to the show. You are right now, if you are partaking with us, Whitney is in bed with you.
I hate you.
And for most of you guys out there, that's the only time you'll ever be able to say that.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's very selective. Very, very selective.
What?
She's got a fine-tooth comb for her fine-tooth comb. Just saying.
Yeah, pretty much. Just
to say she's picky. No, I think I think we're done with this, huh?
I think you get the picture.
Yeah.
AKA no.
Like she actually does legitimately have a litmus test.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
What's this? You're turning pink. Get out. Only the science geeks will get that one.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, I mean, if you didn't get it, you don't pass my litmus test, though. It really doesn't matter if you didn't get it.
Well, if you get it, you're not getting it anyway, so...
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess we can do this thing here. It's today and yesterday.
Birthday.
Today is the 11th of July.
Wait, whose birthday is it today? So it's one of my friends' birthdays.
Happy birthday to one of Whitney's friends.
No, oh no, wait, it's not yet.
Oh, you know what? I take that back.
It's tomorrow. It's my cousin Kiwi.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, cousin Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Oh, Kiwi.
No.
TV?
V. V, not W. V.
Kiwi?
Yeah,
tuberculosis?
Her name
Happy
is
birthday
Keith
to Whitney's e- cousin, tuberculosis.
Okay, my cousin's name is tuberculosis.
Isn't that what you said?
No!
TV?
What?
What is it?
Kiwi.
TV, okay. Happy birthday, television.
K-E-V-I-E.
M-O-U-S-E?
No.
Today in 1798, the U.S. Marine Corps was formally re-established by a congressional act that also created the U.S. Marine Band. Today in 1914, Babe Ruth made his major league debut with the Boston Red Sox at an annual rookie salary of $2,900. 6 years later, he signed with the Evil Empire, the New York Yankees, for $155,000. Today in 1933, all school teachers in Germany were ordered to read Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf and to become thoroughly familiar with the Nazi creed. Today in... what was that? Did I hear Lindsay's ears prick up. Today in 1971, the U.S. Department of Agriculture was allocated $19,520 to determine if a woman's place was indeed at home. And in 1992, a Japanese rancher told Tokyo reporters he outfitted his cattle with pocket pagers. He said it took the cows about a week to learn that the beep means it's time to eat. He just dials the number, and they come a-running.
That's kind of funny.
Like Pavlov's dogs. Put a beeper on them. Beep, beep. It's kind of like Outback.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
You live in a zoo.
You
look like a monkey.
And
you smell like
one, two.
You just a fucker. I would tell you to kiss my ass, too, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Happy birthday!
Birthdays today. Suzanne Vega. 53. Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi, he's 53. Cela Ward is 56. Deborah Dunning is 47. Michael Rosenblum is 40 years old. And boxer Leon Spinks is 59 years old today. And now it's time for Today in Yesterday Trivia. Actress Cela Ward. She was once a football cheerleader. True story. But for whom? Was it the Lions? The Crimson Tide or the Golden Hurricane? Cela Ward.
Nittany Lions.
Congratulations to the Nittany Lions. Except you're wrong.
Aww.
The answer is the Crimson Tide.
What the fuck is a Crimson Tide?
That's Alabama's.
Who the fuck cares about Alabama?
I'm sure Chinoa might.
No. Alabama. Anyways.
The U.S. has more tornadoes than any other nation in the world. Number two? Russia? Brazil? Or Australia?
I'm going to say Australia.
Number one in the world, the U.S. of A, with about 1,000 a year. Number two? Aussie, 200 to 300 tornadoes a year. Wow, that's a big distance second.
Mm-hmm.
And our third and final question, according to research at the University of Maine, at what point in life do most children stop sharing their disappointments and frustrations with their fathers? Fifth grade, sixth grade, or seventh grade?
Sixth grade.
At what point in life do most children stop sharing their disappointments with and frustrations with dad? Whitney says sixth grade. The correct answer is fifth grade. Most children confide negatives only at that point with mom. And that, my friends, is your... Today in
really?
Trivia,
is it necessary?
Yes, it was. It was actually quite necessary. It's in the contract. Did you not read that thing?
No. I never signed a contract.
Oh, I think you did. Look at it.
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
I'm pretty sure you did. When I was out there, you did.
Pretty sure I didn't.
No, you think you did. Kind of prudent. Might as well take a look through it. It's your handwriting, I know, because you were sleeping when I made you draw it.
John, this is Clay. I'm stuck in traffic on the Florida, not even the Florida Turnpike. I'm on 75, about to go on the Florida Turnpike, trying to get back to South Florida. Been stuck in traffic for 3 hours, and I was flipping through Mizzou, and I found an old Radio X show, so I thank you, sir.
The Radio X Show. If you can't listen live, then download the show at RadioXShow.com.
Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
All right, this is the Radio X Show. You know how I know? Because we have a whole bunch of people that actually will sing it. Watch. Radio X. See?
Interesting.
I know. It's like science. Coming up after the Bow Wow Wow, it's the Hollywood Report, and sometime in this hour, maybe, we'll talk about this great old party news. It's Radio X Show.
Just develop too fast. 12-year-old girls with big t's. I mean, what's going on?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
All right. John Winters, Radio X. This radio program is brought to you live, except we're recorded. Radio X 2. Yes. Want to say hi to...
Hi, too.
Sorry. Let's say hi to, the hell, I'm reading this here. I can't read my own handwriting. I'm so
That's
stupid.
That's not good.
No, this is why at work, nothing is written down, which sucks when we have a power outage. Because it's like,
really
crap, there goes my log. Unless I remember to set Excel to save onto something. But, yeah. I want to say hi to Jennifer. I think that's what I wrote down.
Hi to somebody. We don't know who, but yeah, hi.
Hi to somebody whose name I think starts with a J.
Why are we saying hi to this person?
I don't know. Why not? It's a radio trick. You tell people you're saying hi to them. People might actually tell them, oh my god, people say hi to them. But except, you know, The difference is nobody's listening. So, what am I doing? I'm wasting my time.
I know.
You'd think I used to do this for a living or something, and then I do something like this. all right. You can talk us, text us, Skype us, follow us, like us, throw feces at us. I don't care.
Please don't do that.
Well, yeah, don't throw the feces at us. That's not really fun. But if you want to...
John, whatever.
No, it'll be none of that.
Not me.
You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. You can Skype us. Radio X Show. Say hi.
Say hi.
My friend. Say hi-de-ho, neighbors.
No.
You're not a big fan of Mr. Hanky?
No.
That's right. The whole feces thing you're trying to stay away from. Sorry. Didn't realize you're against feces. What do you do in the bathroom?
We're not going to discuss things like that.
Do you just like go in and, you know, like The Sims, and then walk out and that's it?
Yep.
You don't actually do anything?
Nope.
Alright. Think we've hit a nerve. We did this. It's time for us to do this.
Holy Hollywood.
It's the yay! Hollywood Report. Say yay, everybody.
Yay.
Can you introduce me, damn it?
No. I don't introduce people.
Why not?
You need no introduction.
Yes, I do.
Oh. I don't.
At least introduce the segment.
Here with the Hollyport Report. See, I can't do it.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
You talk tonight at all.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
All right, kids, time for the Hollywood Report with me. I guess this is the part where I start reading, huh? Be nice if I had the right papers in front of me. Peppers? We don't need no peppers. Alright,
handwrite them, did you?
No, I did not. Although they are upside down. The Red Hot Magic Mike actor is in negotiations with the star and producing a film about 70s Daredevil, Evel Knievel, for Columbia Pictures. Channing Tatum is producing with his Iron Horse Entertainment partner, Reed Carolyn, who's also going to write the screenplay. Also on board, let's see here, Mike DeLuca, Dana Buretti, two of the hottest producing teams. Let's see here, they just landed the hotly contested 50 Shades of Grey producing gig for Universal Pictures and Focus Features.
Are you fucking serious? They're going to make that into a movie?
Yes. It's not the first time that they've, done stupid things like this. 50 Shades of Grey going to the screen. But Evel Knievel going up there, too. He's been on the, up there several times. This time with Channing Tatum. Sorry, I didn't mean to, you know. Born Robert Craig Knievel, the stuntman became a household name in the 70s for his nationally televised motorcycle jumps. Having a showman, he became recognizable for his use of stars and stripes as his getup. He's also known for 433 broken bones. The Tatum vehicle is based on Stuart Baker's book, a 2008, Life of Evel.
Awesome.
Katie Holmes knew she had to make a drastic change. The 33-year-old actress was increasingly unhappy in her 5-year marriage to Tom Cruise, as she realized she, quote, no longer had the life she wanted in terms of her career, her way of life, everything. That's according to a source. So she took action quickly with the help of her unflinching attorney, father, Martin Holmes. What's going on over here? Oh, okay. She orchestrated a secretive exit strategy. Had to turn the paper upside down again. I had a hard time reading it. That included moving into a new downtown Manhattan apartment, switching cell phones, and keeping her megastar husband in the dark until that bombshell phone call, which he said, yeah, by the way, deuces. The strategy worked July 9th, 11 days after she revealed her divorce filing. Lawyers on both sides announced they had reached a lightning-fast settlement that sources say give Holmes what she wanted most, primary custody of Suri. Tom, of course, is going to have generous visitation rights. He's still sunned. He, according to another source, says, was a happy man, thought he had a happy life. He kept asking, what's happening? To which I keep thinking the theme of what's happening. Never mind. Charlie Sheen tells TMZ he's 100% on board to judge the next season of American Idol.
Oh, God.
But he's got a couple of conditions that has to be met.
Oh, God.
Idol exec Nigel Lithgow told TMZ he'd love to have Charlie Sheen and Jerry Lewis as judges for season 12. Nigel couldn't say if he was joking or not, you know. But apparently he's talked about it several times. And here's his condition. Number one, Charlie says that FX, the network that airs his show Anger Management, they've got to sign off on it. And condition two, he says the money has to be right.
Huh.
If the numbers move the needle and Idol matches 20% of his weekly salary for Autism Speaks, JDRF, and the Boys and Girls Club, then the hell with it. Let's pour the smoke. Which I guess that means why the hell not.
Huh.
Let's see here. Modern Family Hot Mama, Sofia Vergara. She celebrated a big 40th birthday Tuesday. Apparently rocking a sexy bikini in Mexico. And flashing what looks to be a giant engagement ring. Her on-again, off-again businessman boyfriend Nick Loeb reportedly popped the question this week and gave her the huge bling-bling during the vacay. She dated Tom Cruise back in 2005. Lucky girl. She's got a son from a previous marriage. Hollywood rocked on Tuesday. Former GNR lead guitarist Slash received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Seemed fitting for the musician who first won fans in nightclubs along the LA Sunset Strip. He sold over 100 million albums as a member of various groups, including Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, and others. He's celebrating the release of his solo album, Apocalyptic Love, hitting number 4. On the Billboard Top 200. People on hand. Music producer Robert Evans. Radio host Jim Ladd. And actor Charlie Sheen. In fact, he kicked off the speech with a jab at former GNR bandmate for Slash, Axl Rose, saying, quote, "It's quite fitting, I think, that Slash is getting a star on the very street that Axl Rose will one day be sleeping on." And Britney Spears, Demi Lovato, and L.A. Reid walked away from the judges' table after a man dressed in drag auditioned for the X Factor in Greensboro, North Carolina, July 9. A smart decision on their part, according to the trio. 56-year-old L.A. Reid said, "It was just horrible. The truth is he was horrific. We just couldn't take it anymore. But Simon has a little more tolerance and more patience than we do." Britney was the first to walk away. The I Wanna Go singer was merely heeding Lovato's instruction. "I was following her. I was taking her lead. She was like, let's go. And I was like, okay, it was our dinner break anyway." Prior to leaving the stage, though, Britney looked visibly bothered as the male contestant, wearing cat glasses and a bedazzled jean jacket, struggled to sing her 1999 pop classic, You Drive Me Crazy. She eventually returned to the stage, sans Lovato and Reid, and offered a quick critique. "I really respect the tribute. It was really nice, but I just don't feel it's like for X Factor. Sorry, sweetie." According to Lovato, the 19-year-old X Factor hopeful's performance and his bizarre behavior, you know, it was too painful to watch.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, they said about his performance, "He's on the floor crying because he thinks he's done a good job." Britney said she felt so bad. "I laughed at first, but then I felt bad." Yes. And then 55 hours later, they were no longer married. It's the Hollywood Report, starring Elton John as Michael Rapaport. I don't know. We'll be back next week with more stuff on the Hollywood Report. Hopefully, something better, like good stuff. And cookies. Ooh, that would be great. Strange. I like cookies.
I want cookies. The hell do I get cookies from?
I don't. Probably the cookie store. Don't get it from a Cookie Monster. He doesn't.
I don't have a cookie store. I need. I don't know.
We'll be back with more crap on the Radio X Show.
If you're looking for a web host, HostGator is the place to go. For just $4.95 a month, you can get started with your very own website. No worries about bandwidth or disk space. It's all unlimited. And the customer service is incredible. Just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator button to get your own website today.
Radio X!
Cat lovers,
Are you tired of not being able to enjoy the company of your furry feline friend anywhere you want? Well, fear no more, because Schmetlaf Industries introduces Flatcat. Yes, it's Flatcat, the amazing new product from Schmetlaf Industries. Flatcat is a real cat, and not some polypropylene inflatable substitute. Aren't you tired of no pets allowed signs? Don't you hate it when your mother-in-law comes over and says, "This apartment smells like kitty litter"? With Flatcat, you have none of the problems associated with pet ownership. There's no food to buy, no cat box to change, no expensive trips to the veterinarian. Flatcat is a real cat, dipped in polyurethane to preserve its life for over 10,000 years. Your family pet will become a family heirloom with Flatcat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Flatcat is available at all Schmetlaf stores. Never needs ironing. It's a no-fuss, no-muss, fluffy friend you'll have a lifetime. Get a Flatcat today and make a solid friend for life. That's a good kitty.
If ever there were a time for peace,
prosperity, and kindness to one another,
this ain't it.
Radio X.
And if there's anything that, that makes a good pet, it's a stiff cat.
Have you ever hired someone to read a story out loud while you take a shower? Well, it's awkward for everyone. Audible.com has a better way, and their audiobooks don't stare. To try your free audiobook today, visit audible.com/theonion.
The Weather Channel unveils its Las Vegas casino. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Cable TV giant The Weather Channel announced plans today to bring the excitement of flood watches and tornado warnings to Las Vegas by opening the world's first weather-themed casino. The Grand Advisory will be the first gaming facility ever to allow patrons to bet on the outcome of the weather in major cities across the world. Weather Channel spokesperson Claude Bollinger.
Occasionally, a tornado or hurricane alert will sound, forcing customers to evacuate to a basement casino where they can continue gambling in safety.
Bollinger went on to say that the Grand Advisory hopes to sign singer Celine Dion to an exclusive long-term contract despite her legendary fear of sleet. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
The year was 2004. Gas prices were under $2 a gallon. And America was enjoying the fifth season of The Sopranos.
Blah, 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 blah.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
What was the weird blah, 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 blah?
I don't know. I just pick random sounds and throw them together.
That sounds awful.
Like a bad date.
Yay, it's a Radio X Show with John and Witters.
Yay!
Yay.
Yay.
Hooray.
Yeah,
shut up. Shut up! Alright. Radio X Show with John and Witters. Witters. Cool whip. All right. This is the Radio X Show. John Witters. And want to be a part of this program? Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, you can Skype with us at Radio X Show, it's all Radio X Show, wherever you go, or you can do it the old-fashioned way, by taking your head and banging it against a wall. Not really sure if it works, but you know, I know that when I bang my head against a wall, I hear things, so maybe you will too.
I doubt it.
Yes. Delicate skin can be affected. I dare you to try it. Not you. Some. You're still a part of the show.
Oh.
You hear enough voices in your head.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see here. Thank you.
the heck are you doing?
Hoping that something comes up in this segment for us to talk about.
My headphones just died again.
Yes!
Time out.
Thank you.
Time out. Gonna fix them.
Alright, time out. Hold on. Time out.
Okay, they work again. I don't need that. I already fixed it.
You called time out. We have to stop the show. It's the rule.
Oh. I didn't realize that.
Need to read the contract.
Yay!
Yes.
I fixed them, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you
fix them before you started the music?
Duct tape?
No, I just had to wiggle the cord around.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
I have to see if I can find it. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Hilarious.
What?
Did I do this? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
No.
I know you may think you've heard this before.
But I probably haven't.
Don't judge till you hear it.
When I'm up at 7, the sunrise gives me a glimpse of heaven. I get right to work, a farmer's life can be a little berserk, yeah. This is how I roll, I feed the cattle till their stomachs are full. True and right, that's my belief. What's for dinner? I say beef.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work out.
Side.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work out.
Side. When I step to the bunk,
yeah,
this is what I see. All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it.
I like the Star Trek one.
I grow it.
When I'm in my tractor, I got more power than an arc reactor. And when I'm in the field, I try to raise crops to maximum yield. This is how I roll. Without me, the world be out of control. The hours I work, there is no equal. Gotta feed the mouths of hungry people.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work out.
Side.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work out.
Side.
When I step to the bunk,
yeah,
this is what I see.
All
the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it. I'm farming and I grow it.
Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah, yeah. Cattle need water, man.
Crops need water, man.
We all need water, man. I'm farming and I grow it.
I knew you'd like that. yeah. Alright. We've got a big announcement here on the radio show, Radio X.
It's not exactly a big announcement.
It's a big, huge announcement. We're having fun and we had something to celebrate, and we'll talk about that later. Radio X show.
Yay!
So I can't talk about it now because we've got things to do. And apparently, you know, crops to water. Radio X will be back. Radio X number 4, story of the week. This laughter is brought to you by my friend Catherine. She sent me a link, and I sent it right to Whitney. All right, number 4 story of the week. You okay there?
No.
Should I have waited to have shown you that?
Yes. Okay, I'm good. I'm okay.
You sure?
Yep.
Because, you know, if you're not, I'll give you a couple minutes. All right. I guess that means you're okay. All right, okay. So number 4 story of the week. We count them down from number 4 all the way up to number 1. And from the looks of this mugshot, a New York man who's likely seeing stars after cops took him into custody for mooning officers earlier this week. We're going to Oswego, where Oswego County Sheriff's Office authorities called to the Woodland Trailer Park in Hannibal early Monday to investigate a noise complaint. While there, 24-year-old Joshua Hashkins, 23-year-old David Gagnon, allegedly confronted the officers. Haskins, according to cops, threatened to fight the deputies and then dropped his shorts to, quote, expose his buttocks in front of patrol officers and a large group of people. Gagnon kept his clothes on, but allegedly threatened the officers. The police report says he poked the deputy, not on Facebook, but like on his chest, and was uncooperative with deputies. The sheriff's deputies didn't turn the other cheek.
Aha!
He took both men into custody. Haskins charged disorderly conduct, indecent exposure. Gagnon arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. And they're both scheduled to go to court next week.
Aww.
Yeah, and that is your number 4 story of the week.
Really?
All right, yeah, we'll be back. It's the Radio X Show.
Bye!
This is the one you liked, right?
Yes.
Look up in the sky, sing a roll by the Enterprise. Haley frequencies,
let
me know this the Federation fleet. We bow to God where no man has gone before. But God says to make it so, so don't give me warp 3, cause it's time to go.
Just beat me up, Scotty. Just beat me up, Scotty. Just beat me up, Scotty.
You got to kirk out.
Just beat me up, Scotty. Just beat me up, Scotty. Just beat me up, Scotty.
You got to kirk out when I walk in the car. This is what I see. All the other spots start staring at me. With a passion in his fans of me and a face. Show it, show it, show it, show it.
We trackies and we know it.
Uniform, cause it's future chic. All the haters know we got photon torpedoes. Throw the vulcan up if you're not from Romulus and stay with me now, live long and prosper it.
Just beat me up, Scotty. Just beat me up, Scotty. Just beat me up, Scotty.
You got to kirk out.
Just beat me up, Scotty. Just beat me up, Scotty. Just beat me up, Scotty.
You got to kirk out when I walk in the con. This is what I see. All the other spots start staring at me.
We trackies and we know it.
Gotta like the dribble.
Hey, jabroni. Know your role and shut your mouth.
Radio
Candy Ass.
Support the show with your own Radio X Show gear, only at the Radio X Show's Shop Zone. All kinds of things are up for grabs. T-shirts, hoodies, clocks, mugs, stuff for the kids, and there's stuff for pets, too. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com and get your gear today.
What else is on there? What else is on there? Apparently giggles. What the hell are you laughing at? What are you laughing at now? Oh, God. You know,
dance,
boy.
Dance.
Oh, boy.
Shit, how do I turn my...
Do you hate to go to funerals? Tired of the awkward and depressing moments just standing around? Well, at Stiffy and Son Funeral Home, we want to remind you that the first three letters in funeral are F-U-N Fun! We have plenty of entertainment for the kids, including pinball and arcade games, an open bar, live DJ. Plus, we beefed up the old depressing methods of burial with what else? Hamburgers and hot dogs! Roast a complimentary dog over Uncle Billy's cremation fire. Make sure you bring your swimsuit to Uncle Jerry's burial at sea in the area's largest wave pool! Or try one of our theme funerals, our most popular and special this week, Circus Send-Off! Complete with clowns and jugglers, shoot Grandpa off to his final resting place in our giant cannon! Spend a tropical evening with our luau theme, including hula dancers, a roast pig, and Lays for everyone. You can also try our brand new cryogenic ski package! Your loved one may be on ice, but make sure you bundle up as you hit the slopes. What a better way to say a final farewell. At Stiffy and Son Funeral Home, we try to make death the memory of a lifetime.
Radio X.
A lost nature guide completely blanks on what's edible. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Several days after losing his way in the Manistee National Forest, nature guide Mark Denton just totally forgot which plants are edible and which are poisonous. Rescuer Mick Fanner found the longtime outdoorsman clinging to life and crippled by diarrhea after consuming a handful of bad berries.
Mark knows how deadly some wild plants can be, but he just spaced on it.
Denton was reportedly rescued moments before he was about to consume a heaping pile of deadly mushrooms and poison ivy, garnished with Lyme disease-infected ticks and God knows what else. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
It all began with the sound of a squeaky one-speaker AM radio.
We ditched that for a clunk of bulky 8-track. FM radio progresses, and sometimes it's even in stereo. Who cares?
Put that in your hash pipe and smoke it, you dumbass.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X! Yay!
There we go. Need a little bit of excitement there.
Woo!
Alright, so what are we doing here?
Going to bed. If only. I just hit myself in the face with a meat cleaver. I just hit myself in the face with a meat cleaver.
What?
On a necklace.
Oh, on your necklace cleaver. I'm like, what?
The cleaver that's on my necklace.
I hope you hit yourself on the side. But okay, that's different.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, great. Radio X on remote. Oh, she's calling in on her phone. Why? Because she's on her way to the hospital.
But she's going to
stay on the show because she's a trooper. She's going to stay on Skype.
Yeah, right.
How cool would that be?
Not cool at all.
We would have to video that.
No.
Hey, look, she lobbed her nose off. But it's on cam.
Ew. That'd be horrible.
It would be horrible, but, you know. Sometimes misery equals comedy.
Yeah, but I'd prefer it to be other people's misery equaling my comedy.
Yeah, I agree. It's a Radio X, John Witter's Radio X Show. Radio X Show?
X Show?
X Show? Radio X.
Radio X.
Radio X.
X.
Radio X Show. With Young and Witters. Yes.
Jan and we are.
Yes, we're okay. Swedish now. We're Swedish now.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Yeah, well, we're Sweden.
Sort of. By default, I think.
I like Sweden. Sort of.
Really? There's nothing about Sweden that I like. Well, that's not true. Their women are kind of cute.
There's a lot about Sweden I like.
Like what?
Like the meatballs.
Idiot.
And the furniture.
Swedish furniture?
Yes. Fuck yeah, Swedish furniture. That should be a Tumblr.
I'm pretty sure there's a Tumblr for Swedish furniture.
Yeah, but it needs to be a fuck yeah Swedish furniture. Fuck
now you
yeah.
Want a Swedish furniture? Well,
Swedish
fuck yeah Swedish
furniture.tumblr.com. Damn it, there's not one. I'm going to create it.
Oh, I was going to say, I hope there's one up there. So now what are you going to put on this fuck yeah Swedish Tumblr?
Pictures
Facebook
of Swedish furniture?
LinkedIn page.
Pictures of Swedish furniture.
Why?
Because Swedish furniture rocks. 90% of my house is Swedish furniture.
That's only because you get a discount from work.
That's very true, but still. 90% of my house is Swedish furniture. And even if I didn't work there, I probably... 90% of my house would be Swedish furniture. Because 90% of my house was Swedish furniture before I even moved in. As I was moving in, because I went and bought a shitload of stuff.
From where?
And I didn't work there then.
IKEA. Alright, so it's a Radio X show. That's party. It's a celebration station. And we should be celebrating, but what are we celebrating? Is it me? Do I have some big news? Do I have something extraordinarily awesome to tell you?
No.
Then what is it?
Well, I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. Do I? Do you?
I do. Sort of.
Get out of here. What do you have that's extraordinary? Bet you I'll trump it.
I have a new job.
All right. Bet you I won't trump it. Good for you. What are you doing?
I still work at the same company, obviously. I work at IKEA.
Blue and yellow.
Because I love IKEA, and their benefits are unbeatable anywhere, pretty much.
Unbeatable?
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically what you're saying is that they are more, they are not as beatable as a baby seal.
Yes. I'm not exactly sure what you just said, but yes.
Than a baby seal.
Yeah, you could beat a baby seal easier than you could beat their benefits.
You know, not for nothing, Lindsay would be proud of you right now for saying that.
Why?
Because you know how much she likes, you know, being weird and obnoxious.
Insane.
Yeah, and insane. Just like Crazy Eddie.
It's true. But yeah.
So I just downloaded something. I don't know where the hell I downloaded it.
Then why did you download it?
What do you mean, why did I download it? What do you think I downloaded it for?
I don't know.
I mean, come on, let's face it. This is why I downloaded it for.
No! No, 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 no! No! Let's not say we did. No! They did not. This doesn't even sound like Elmo.
Yeah. This is Elmo Row. Red for the first game out of control. It's Elmo with the big orange nose. I'm so sweet, I don't wear clothes. Yeah. Kids, look at these crayons. Kids, look at these crayons. Kids, look at these crayons. I'm in guard. Kids, look at these crayons. Kids, look at these crayons. Kids, look at these crayons. I'm in guard. And I'm walking Elmo through. This is what I see.
Yo.
Driving this computer off.
Enough of that.
I hate you.
I'll play it later.
Okay.
That's going to be your ringtone.
No. I just changed my ringtone.
To what?
Summit by Skrillex.
Oh. Gotta love dubstep. Songs with no words.
It has words.
Yeah, the same words over and over.
So?
That's how many people wrote that song? Music.
What?
How many people wrote that song?
Probably one.
Never mind. All right, so congratulations to Whitney.
Yay, new job.
Yay for a new job. Do you get a raise?
Yes.
Hooray.
Do you get better hours?
No.
Hooray.
Do you work with better people?
Yes. Nah. It's about the same.
Are you still closer to Taco Bell?
Huh?
I don't know. I'm just throwing.
How does that make any sense?
I don't know! How am I supposed to know these things? I don't know these things. Alright.
We're counting them down.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number three. John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
All right, Radio X, John Winters. Radio X Show, where we go to the great state of Florida, where a Florida man is suspected of trying to kill several cops by shooting fireworks at them during a 4th of July festivities. Cops are breaking up an impromptu fireworks party around 2:30 in the morning when they heard loud explosives and turned to see fireworks being shot at them. 37-year-old Kasim Stevenson began shooting green fireballs from inside a van. That's what he said that they were doing at them. An officer wrote in a report saying, quote, all of us felt as if we were being fired upon. Kasim Stevenson arrested after a short pursuit, charged with 4 counts of attempted murder with fireworks. Apparently, he reportedly dropped the fireworks. He was scared of the cops and their guns. Later changed the story, saying he lit the fireworks, didn't know where to put them. Well, he's got a place now. Hello! Great timing. Two of his buddies, 30-year-old Anthony Carter, 36-year-old Jesus Reyes, also arrested after they allegedly threatened to kill the person who turned them in. By the way, my friend Jen says, go IKEA.
Yay, IKEA.
Shut up. All right, and that is your number three story of the week. Now, when we return, we will be doing...
nothing.
Free cartwheels. No, maybe not. No cartwheels.
We will be doing Whitney.
We've got the
Movie Spotlight.
Seems like the Radio X Show is causing a buzz.
Yo, dude, I love Radio X. I listen all the time.
Listening to Radio X really makes me feel special inside.
Radio X.
They really make me think.
I had sex during the Radio X Show. I wasn't listening. I just had sex during it.
They are the bomb.
Radio X every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on this radio station.
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit strokesnojoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Radio X!
Store begging
anyone know what he's doing now?
No.
Like, Everlast, like, really, where are you?
I don't know.
We should put up, like, we should get his picture and put him on milk cartons.
Grab yourself a... Grab your help a... Grab your dab bob. Grab yourself. Hey, grab yourself.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
All right, John Winters, Radio X Show.
Woo!
Radio X Show, that guy! Now, how do people get in touch, though?
They can tweet us.
Tweet us!
Like us on Facebook.
Like us!
Or call the show on Skype. All at Radio X Show.
Yay! Twitter, or Facebook, Radio
they
X
can
Show.
Text us.
Skype, Radio X Show. Phone number. Text us.
516-690-7469.
Huh?
Booyah!
Yeah. All you need now is some dip. Never mind.
What?
That the Tostitos or the Doritos or whatever to the scoops.
Oh, they sound good.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Somebody buy me an Italian Greyhound.
What?
I want an Italian Greyhound.
Like a dog?
Yes.
To do what?
To hug and cuddle with.
I think Greyhounds are probably the worst dogs.
No, they're not.
Like a pet, don't you think?
No.
Aren't they skinny and fragile and very brittle?
But that's why they're so fucking cute.
Oh, that's what it is. So you want something that's brittle.
I don't want something that's brittle. I just want something that's goddamn cute. And there's not much cuter than an Italian Greyhound.
Do you have a mirror in your house?
Yes.
Giddy up!
No.
I know, you can't hug the mirror. You'll probably cut yourself.
I want one. Somebody buy one for me.
Well, all right, fine. Let's ring up the price tag. What are we looking at?
I don't know. A couple thousand bucks, probably.
Oh, that's it? Oh, that's nothing. Well, a pocket change.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I want one.
That's great.
They're so cute. Or I want a lab.
Like a science lab?
No, a Labrador Retriever.
Oh. I tried.
I'm not allergic to labs. I want a black lab.
Why does it have to be black?
Because my cousin has a chocolate lab and a golden lab. So I want a black one. So we have all three colors.
Oh my god. Alright,
You're mean.
So thank you. I strive at imperfection. Did you really have to, like, hype up the yawn? It wasn't even that you yawned, it was that you brought it up. And
that's
then,
how I yawn all the time, you crazy.
That's how you yawn all the time.
Most of the time.
And then?
What was that?
I don't know. That's how I yawn all the time.
Okay.
It's time for the movie spotlight, but before we do that, we've got to do the box office report, last week's top five, and with that, update.
It's me!
Alright, it's Whitney with the box office report.
Number five. I almost started at number one.
Yeah, that's great.
Number five was Magic Mike, coming in at $15.6 million.
Nice.
Number four, Savages.
You know, I thought about wanting to see that movie.
I don't even know what that's about.
It's kind of gritty.
Made $16
million. But I don't know, you know. I don't know.
At number three, Walt Disney's Brave. making $19.6 million.
That's my commentary.
Number two.
Two.
Ted, coming in at $32.2 million.
Was that ever number one?
It was number one last week.
So wait, who's number one now?
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah,
$62 million.
Did I just go Flavor Flav on you? Yes, I did. Never mind. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
And your thoughts?
It was good, considering I like Marvel Comics.
I didn't like Peter Parker.
I do. I think he was actually a really good choice for Peter Parker.
I thought he was... I thought that they made Spider-Man more arrogant than... than I guess previous incarnations, whether it was the last reboot, or the comic version. I always thought that Spider-Man was funny, a little sarcastic, but this version, as far as the movie is concerned, I thought it was pretty arrogant. Like, I'm Spider-Man, like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I got from him.
But there have been times when Spider-Man's been like that.
Well, I mean, this it's one thing when it's like he's arrogant against, like the villain-type people, but it's like, against the cops? Please, dude, I'm doing you a favor. Like, who the hell are you? Like, they really put that I hate Spider-Man vibe on. Which I guess is good. But, yeah, it was kind of a... It was a little weird. I couldn't get used to the Peter Parker. And again, I didn't like this version. I was never a fan of this canon of a Spider-Man.
This is the one that I like.
I kind of like the Mary Jane.
I do like Mary Jane, but I like this, like, the Amazing Spider-Man is the one that I like.
Yeah.
Those were the comments that I didn't mind. But now I don't... Basically, Marvel, I just don't pay attention to it. Comic book-wise.
I was very surprised because they made a big deal about how they weren't sure if Stan Lee would be doing his cameo.
Oh, he was in it.
And he was in it.
Half the theater was like, yeah!
Yes, that was the same thing. I think, were we in the same theater? Because that's what happened in ours, too. It's like, because there was nothing about what he was doing. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's not going to be in this one. He hasn't said anything. Next thing you know, there he is.
Yeah, dancing there he around. Was. We were all, like, screaming and cheering. And then there were the people who, you know, don't even freaking know, who call themselves comic book lovers, but don't even freaking know who Stan Lee is. And they're like, what are you cheering about?
Dude, I don't know. Idiots.
Herp derp.
Yeah. And with all that, it's time
real
for
real movies, fake reviews. It's the Radio X Movie Spotlight.
Movie Spotlight time. What movie coming out this week? And this one is. Apparently, Ray Romano, he still has a job.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is Ice Age Continental Drift.
Oh, excuse me.
I don't think that was you.
Just when things were coming together.
Oh, my whole familia!
See? He still hugs his parents.
It all fell apart.
Hold me! Manny!
No matter how long it takes, I will find you!
But for history's greatest heroes.
Water.
Oh! Stay! No!
That's a little...
salty.
The end of the world is just the tip of the iceberg.
Ahoy down there! Surrender your ship or face my fury.
Or face your furry what?
Not furry. Fury!
Courage will be tested.
Hey, little fellas, how about you and us against the pirates, huh?
You got no idea what I'm saying, do you?
Treasures will be found.
It's a huge bounty, Mon Captain.
And dignity.
Care to join our scurvy crew?
Two sloths, a mammoth, and a saber?
You guys are like the start of a bad joke.
Will be lost.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't eat, can't sleep.
Oh, I know what you've got. The L word.
Yeah, leprosy.
No, it's four letters. Starts with L, ends with E.
Oh, yeah, lice.
No.
Ray Romano, John Leguizamo, Dennis Leary, Nicki Minaj, Drake with Jennifer Lopez and Queen Latifah.
Everyone, don't panic.
On July 13th, Getting Home will be a trip for the ages.
No one's going to stop me from getting back to my family.
Holy crap!
Ice Age Continental Drift.
You're pretty soft for a saber.
Excuse me, I happen to be a remorseless assassin.
Diego Poo! Hey, I made you another coral necklace. He keeps losing them.
Yeah, apparently, during this movie, there's a very first ever starring, like, mini movie with Maggie from The Simpsons. You know, because if you don't want to see this movie, you can see Maggie.
Yeah.
All right, so do you just want to give the finger and then we can move on? Is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
All right, good. Let's just do it. Finger for Ice Age. Sorry. I like Dennis Leary, but really, there's only so much funny I can handle. And really, when you're not funny, I can't handle it. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, no.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Radio X Show coming up with some other Ooh. Stuff.
Things some other stuff? More.
That's right. It's the stuff? Party. Yes, that's right. It's the Radio X Show. .com.
Don't know where we stand. Only God would know the reason.
Are you following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/RadioXShow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/RadioXShow today.
Radio X! I have a confession to make. Being with a woman always makes me nervous. I'm always afraid they'll make fun of me since I only have one testicle.
Then why not try new Lee Press-On Testicles?
Press-On Testicles?
That's right. Press-On nails are fine for women, but what can that do for a man who only has one testicle?
Boy, howdy.
But Lee Press-On Testicles are made specifically for the one-testicled man in mind. Simply pick out the testicle size that's right for you.
I'll go with the large egg.
Then press your way to a multi-testicled you. Add the gloss and faux pubic hair, and no one can tell where you begin and the testicle ends.
Oh, Jim, you're so sexy. And you have two testicles. You're such a man.
Thank you.
And thank you, Press-On Testicles.
Lee Press-On Testicles. You won't just have fun, you'll have a ball.
Hey, if you're having trouble hearing the radio stream, take your fingers out of your ears.
That's a relief.
Except for you. Yeah, you take your finger out of your anus.
That sounds pleasant.
More fun than naked Crisco Twister.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay! Radio X.
Yo!
John and Winters.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Skype us. Follow us. Like us. It's Radio X Show.
We love you. Even if you might not love us.
We love you.
That's creepy. Why does it take rice so damn long to cook?
Did you try turning the boiling water on?
Yes.
Did you boil the water first?
Yes.
Are you using
not, I'm not supposed to. No, not with this rice. You're not supposed to. I tried to make the... I did the whole... I tried to follow the instructions.
Excuse me a second. I'm going to go ahead onto the interwebs.
Takes forever. Why are you going on the interwebs?
Because I... want to find out how long does it take to cook rice?
Brown rice.
Oh, brown rice?
Yeah. It takes a long fucking time.
Let's find out. Eight minutes. That's if you put it in a microwave and add two cups of water to it.
I don't do it in the microwave.
All right. How to cook brown rice. It takes about 35 minutes from when you start to when you finish.
Yeah. See? Fucking half an hour.
Why the hell? You live alone. Why are you cooking food that's going to take you a half hour?
Because I wanted fucking rice.
By the time you're done with this rice...
This rice is the key to stuffed peppers.
This rice is the bastion to your evening. There will be no more talk about how you want to go ahead. I'm so sleepy. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. La 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 la. Because you're going over here at 12:15, 12:20, 12:30. You're wondering how come your freaking 35-minute rice isn't done yet.
I'm not making rice.
Then what are you doing to it?
I'm not doing anything. I was harvesting? Looking at the package because I was thinking of making it, but it says boil for 35 minutes.
Then why don't you? Oh, I don't know. Find something else to cook.
I don't want to cook something else. I want to cook stuffed peppers.
But how about you cook stuffed peppers and not rice?
Rice goes in stuffed peppers, motherfucker.
Listen, forget the stuff for the rice. And how about this?
What the fuck am I going to stuff the peppers with?
Give me something to stuff the frickin' peppers with. How about this? In about 25 minutes, you go ahead and you get your car keys. 30 minutes, you go ahead and you... Actually, why even get the car keys? Just in about 30 minutes, walk. Oh, no, you have to drive through. Then get the car and then drive on over to Taco fucking Bell.
No.
Taco Bell.
No, I'm not eating fast food.
Well, at freaking 1 o'clock in the morning, the last thing I think Taco Bell will be is fast.
Not eating junk food.
Apparently the lines are back at the Taco Bell by me. For a while there were no more lines. I was like, oh my god, it's so exciting. But nope,
no,
they're back.
Dude, you go to my fucking Taco Bell? I might as well make the goddamn rice, because I'm going to sit in line for a half an hour. Might as well make the fucking rice.
Well, then get the fucking rice damn thing going.
I can't. I cannot reach my goddamn stove with this headset on, can I now?
Not only that, but you're probably, knowing you, still in bed.
I'm not in my bed. I'm sitting in front of my computer. I just told you I was watching videos on YouTube.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
That's true. I have an iPad.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Whitney. I'm trying to be awesome.
I hate you.
What?
I said, I hate you.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page here. We're counting them
down. The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number 2. John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
5, 4, 3, 2. We're the number 2 story of the week. We're in Florida again, I guess. One Florida woman clearly believes that revenge is a dish best served cold. She's a nurse. Dawn Elaine Barron. She's 45 years old, allegedly attacked her husband with a bag of ice cream after catching him at a drugstore with another woman. This is according to WPTV. Barron spotted her husband and his, quote, current girlfriend inside a Walgreens store July 1st. This is according to the arrest affidavit. Her and her husband began to argue over the other woman before Barron just picked the bag of ice cream just purchased by her husband and hit him in the head with it. Apparently, the husband and his alleged girlfriend tried to leave the store. Barron followed them, hitting the man with her fist and car keys. She was arrested later that day at her home, charged with a misdemeanor domestic battery. Her husband suffers scratches to his head and chest. In a moderately related story, because I know these ice cream stories are probably making you feel less and less hungry, a woman accused of leaving the scene of a minor traffic accident in western Arkansas, or as I like to call it, the middle of nowhere. Told cops she did it because she didn't want her ice cream to melt. Van Buren police say one vehicle rear-ended another on Arkansas Highway 59 Sunday night. The driver of the second car didn't stop to check on the vehicle she just hit. Just took up and left. Other driver called the police. Cops in pursuit found her, caught her, pulled her over. She was cited for following too closely and then for leaving the scene of the accident. No word on whether or not her ice cream melted. Her ice cream melted. She wanted to make sure her ice cream was good.
Yummy ice cream.
Idiot. All right, we shall return. And when we do, it'll be time for the number 1 story of the week. And then after that, Whitney will have another 30 minutes before her rice is ready, because let's face it.
I'm not making
rice!
She's not making rice now, but...
She's not!
We'll see what happens in about 15 minutes. Because, you know, she really wants those stuffed peppers.
A little ditty by Jack and Diane. Two married kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. And they go... Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, Diane, let's run off behind the shade trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, girl, let me do what I please. He say, flexes, thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well then there, Diane, we all run off to the city. Diane's here, baby, you ain't missing a thing. Jackie said,
is it with me? Storytellers, is it with me? Storytellers, is it with me? Come and get me. Say go, Mosey, go, Mosey, go. Say go, Mosey, go, Mosey, go. Say get down, get down.
I said get down, get down.
Everybody say get down, get down.
I said get down, get down.
They say life goes on, but I don't feel like living. And if I wanna die, well, that's my opinion. Yeah. I put the ism, and now I'm flowing with the rhythm. Mosey made the beat to make a flinch before we hit him. Cause every day I'm doing what's the light show now. So do it the whole now. Try to keep him on the low now. Living a low life, roller coaster ride, the suicide girl. Still life goes on.
We'll be right back.
Sing it.
Say what, what? I like this song. Kids, just do it.
Best they can. The only part I don't like about that live cover is the middle. That, I don't know. Oh well. I'm sorry, am I boring you?
Yes. Show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website.
I used to take Excedrin for my tough headache pain, but over time, I discovered that it just didn't work like it once had. That's when my doctor turned me on to this amazing new treatment.
48 million Americans suffer from pounding headaches and migraines every day. You're probably one of them.
The pain would keep me from my work, from my family, even from my TV.
But now doctors have a powerful new ally in the fight against headache pain.
And when my doctor recommended I try 2 blowjobs for the pain, I was ready to try anything. And it worked.
Head-to-head studies have shown that blowjobs are twice as effective as the leading brand and start working on contact.
I was skeptical that blowjobs would work for me, but I tried it, and my pain was gone almost instantly.
Patients even love blowjobs' patented easy swallow flavor.
It's like a burst of fruit flavor. The good taste lets me know that the pain relief is working.
Blowjobs, and you could be happy for the rest of your life.
Blowjobs are not for everyone. Consult your physician before taking. Blowjobs can result in drowsiness, eye irritation, numbness, an increased sense of lethargy, marriage, and in rare cases, a baby growing in her stomach. Patients cannot take blowjobs if at risk for a heart attack or of currently wearing braces. Blowjobs. And you could be happy for the rest of your life.
Now in new flavors and packed with protein. Pineapple, asparagus, salty dog, and gin. Radio X.
living in La Vida, living it up when I'm going down.
There are three things you need for great, great radio: milk, goat cheese, and wheat. But don't wait. And wait, that's my grocery list. Which second best won't do.
We have temporarily lost our mind. Please stand by.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
John Winters, RadioXShow.com. Follow us on Facebook or like us on Twitter. No, backwards. Follow, I don't know what the hell.
Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook.
And, of course, Radio call X us on Show. Skype.
Call us on Skype. Nobody ever calls us. Really starting to take a toll on my psyche.
I think my friend Jen has been kind of teasing it without actually doing it. She's been harassing me on
call!
Skype
Jesus.
All night. She's been doing it. In fact, she provided a couple of the... She was the one that sent me the link to...
Dude,
the
if you're not going to freaking call, then at least pay for the therapy that I need, because nobody likes us.
Oh, stop. She wanted me to send this to you.
Oh, God.
But I was like, well, you know, you're over in YouTubeville, so...
Sometimes, I'll just save it. Something beautiful happens in this world.
I love this song!
You don't know how to express yourself, so... You just gotta sing.
It's nice to know this guy has a job.
The only song I like better than that is, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Which one?
I think it's called Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, okay. It literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice
man out the meanest. Never guess where I just came from. Got Michael Bolton. If I had to describe the feeling,
it was the best. When I had the sex, did sit there and go ahead and say, these are the people that are on my friggin' tracks, and they're having fun like this? It's amazing. Had sex, undress, saw her boobies and the rest. Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing. I just had sex.
Doesn't really make sense. But man, screw it. I ain't one to argue with a good thing. She could be my wife. That good. The best 30 seconds of my life. I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do it. Cause honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, the soft, nice smell. All right, enough of that.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for
the Radio X Story of the Week.
It's that time! Well, that's story of the week. This is the Big Bad Moody Daddy, number one story of the week. And, you gotta miss Joy McDonald for this one. It's understandable if she's dogged by fear these days. You see, she faces possible jail time for the death of a chicken. She didn't kill the chicken. She didn't choke the chicken. Her chihuahuas supposedly did. Peaches and Domino apparently caused the hen to have a heart attack. The hen belonged to McDonald's neighbors, George and Nydia Gamblin. They kept their chickens as pets in Missouri, their Missouri home just east of Kansas City. McDonald's dogs are usually indoors. George said they got loose and found inside his chicken coop. Now, keep in mind, these are chihuahuas. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now she's charged with misdemeanor animal abuse. The court records say the dogs killed the chicken. Don't explain how. Apparently, the evidence submitted for the case is brutal, according to the officials. If convicted, she could be in jail for a year, fined up to $1,000.
Wow.
when she first found out, she was giggling. She thought it was funny. She didn't think it was serious. Gamblins don't want her to go to jail. They just don't want her dogs running around either. I just want the dogs off my place and destroying our property. Gotta watch out for those rabid chihuahuas.
Rabid chihuahuas. Chihuahuas are adorable. Most rabid they get is when they shake. They just sit there and they shake.
Apparently, they had another dog. Apparently that dog also killed chickens. Whatever. Alright, this is the part of the show where Whitney tells you stuff.
Stuff! Like, make sure you get your official Radio X gear today and buy me something from our online store at shopzone.radioxshow.com.
You can buy yourself stuff too, really. I mean, let's
I don't want to buy myself stuff.
Not you, them.
Oh. Well, no. They need to buy me stuff first. Duh.
All right, Cheryl. Check out Whitney's
website.
Her website.
Witters.nu. WHTTRS.NU.
Leave out the vowels because you probably don't know how to use grammar anyway.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RadioXShow.
Yes!
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RadioXShow.
Woohoo!
Special thanks goes out to our affiliates for putting up with us.
That's true.
On a regular basis. We love you guys. RadioXShow's website is powered by HostGator. Get your deal today. Go to HostGator.com for more information or go to RadioXShow.com and click the banner on the side.
Woohoo! That's actually the best way to do it.
Yeah. It is.
That's it. We're done.
And I have nothing clever to say this week.
That's it. We're done. With no more cleverness. The cleverness is over. The cleverness is
except
done.
Except for...
Oh, except for what?
You should probably buy Instant Rice instead of the shit that I bought.
Whatever you do, don't buy the 18-hour rice. She's gonna go ahead and pull out a turkey. It'll be defrosted before the rice is done.
Probably.
All right. Is that it?
Bye-bye.
That's all. We're done. All right, kids. We're out of here. Have yourselves a wonderful evening, a greater tomorrow, and don't forget.
Buy me shit.
And most importantly, don't forget this either.
Oh, show me those big, beautiful breasts, baby. Oh, fuck you.
Good night, everyone.
John and Winters. It's exactly. The Radio X Show.